handle and the breath. And begin by grounding yourself, noticing however it is you feel in the present moment. Notice the force of gravity pushing you down into the chair, your feet into the floor, pulling your shoulders down. Notice all of the feelings that are associated with that, all of the sensations. Notice whatever it is you can hear, traffic in the distance, movements in the room, sounds in the house, sound of my voice, echoes in the room. Whatever thoughts are arising, whatever the mind has decided our awareness will be full of now. However we feel, whatever emotions there are, whatever arises in our experience, and the sense of place, the awareness of where we are in the room. And then the breath. Notice the coolness of the in-breath and the warmth of the out-breath. The rhythm and cycle of the breath. And now begin to construct the image of a candle. Eye height, something like arm's length in front of you. Start off with the candle flame and notice the flickering of the candle flame. The colour and shape of the candle flame. And then as much detail as you can add to that. So if you're a highly visual person, you'll be adding filigree lacework patterns made out of pewter and gold. And if you're not a highly visual person, you'll be continually reconstructing the candle, because one of the things that will happen is from time to time it will collapse. And when it does, we're reconstructing it, adding details, noticing the details, noticing the wax puddling in the top of the candle, dripping down the sides. Whatever colour the candle is, we can choose. Whatever colour the candle holder, if there is one, we can choose. And then we bring our attention back to the breath again. Noticing the coolness and warmth of the breath. The rhythm and cycle of the breath. The sound of the breath. The sensation of the air moving in and out of the nostrils. And then we move back to reconstructing the candle. Same distance, same height. As much detail as we can, whatever colour there is, whatever shape there is, whatever reflections there are, whatever textures and patterns there are. However the light's playing in our mind's eye. And then we return our attention to the breath again. Noticing the cycle of the breath. Cool breath in. And then at the end of the cool in breath, just for a moment, the breath stops. That's the top of the breath. And the warm out breath. The warm, relaxing out breath. And just at the bottom of the out breath, just for a moment before the in-breath begins. That's the bottom of the breath. Cool breath in, top of the breath. Warm breath out, bottom of the breath. And then back to the candle. And so notice what we're doing. We're moving from one element of our experience, the sensation of the breath, to another element of our experience, which is the image that we're constructing in our mind. If the thoughts ever intervene, we move. So if I'm constructing the candle and thoughts arise and my mind starts to wander, I come back to the breath. I'm noticing the breath. As soon as a thought pops up, I move to construct the candle. Let's just try that for a while. Moving backwards and forwards between the candle and the breath. Now what we're going to do is add another element to it. From time to time, the mind will be so busy that it breaks into that cycle. So what we do is this. When we're breathing in, the candle's flickering towards us. When we're breathing out, the candle's flickering away. And we can notice that even when we're focusing on the breath. So we're focusing on the breath. We're noticing the cool in-breath. We're noticing the warm out-breath. And we're noticing that the candle's flickering in the distance. Breathing in flickers towards us. Breathing out flickers away. And then we're moving still backwards and forwards between the candle and the breath, with the candle constantly flickering towards us when we breathe in, away from us when we breathe out. And now I'm going to add one more element to it. Say we're noticing the breath. Cool breath in, warm breath out. Candle flickering towards us, candle flickering away. We count each in-breath using the inner voice. We're hijacking the inner voice. One on the in-breath, two on the out-breath, three on the in-breath, four on the out-breath. While we're noticing the breath, up to six. When we get to six, we construct the candle. And we're noticing the candle flame moving in line with the breath. Towards us on the in-breath, away from us on the out-breath. And we're still counting. One on the in-breath, two on the out-breath, three on the in-breath, four on the out-breath, up to six. Get to six, back to the breath, and continue counting the in and out breaths, noticing the candle flame moving backwards and forwards.
I'm going to
Now, if the mind still intervenes, reduce the count down to 5, then down to 4, then down to 3. So you're noticing one in breath, an out breath, another in breath, and then moving. And you reduce the count down until you get to the point where the mind no longer intervenes, where there are no thoughts arise, where you don't wander. And then whenever you're ready, in your very own time, return your attention to the room to end the meditation.